Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Maron Emi Maraz, Yishayichyu. This is Moshe Rez Naray, Svar Moshe Ramniel, Krakashle, Mechon, Nova, Meleim, Eliyahu Ben Sara, Yigal Ben Gula, Rachavaz, Gula, Rachavaz, Zachom, Aseidem. We're going to be discussing the Ushpizin of today, the second day of Sukkot, Yitzchak Avinu, Olav Shalom, based in the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu, Rosh Yeshiva for the Zatzal. The end of Chai Sarah, it says when Yishmael dies, Al Pnei Kol Echav Nafa. And then the beginning of the next parasha, Zeilo told us Yitzchak. So on this Smichus HaParshias, the Baal HaTurim writes that when Yishmael falls at the end of days, then Yitzmach ben David, Shumi told us Yitzchak. In other words, after Al Pnei Kol Echav Nafa, after the Nefilah of Yishmael, Eilo told us Yitzchak, we're going to have Mashiach, who comes from Yitzchak. The Nefilah of Yishmael, the falling of Yishmael, using the word Nofel, fall. Fall comes from Nofel. The falling of, apparently, the falling of Yishmael is a Hakadama to Eilat Todos Yitzchak. Now, in this context, when it talks about Yishmael, Al Pnei Kol Echav Nofel, the Nofel doesn't mean that he died. Nafal means, like Rashi says, Shachan, he dwelt. So, it's talking about earlier Psukim. Two Psukim ago, it says, Eilu b'nei Yishmael of Eilu Shmoisam, B'chatzreim of Tirosam, Shneim Asar Nisim, Le'umosam. These are the sons of Yishmael. And these are their names and their villages and fortresses, 12 princes, according to their tribes. And the Gemara and the Pasuk list them beforehand. So it doesn't mean die in this context. Nevertheless, the Baal HaTurim expounds when Yishmael falls, when Yishmael dies, it's going to be the coming of Mashiach. Which is, anyone wants commentary on the Middle East conflict, there you have it. When Yishmael falls, Mashiach is going to come. In the relationship between Yaakov and Esav, we find that Yaakov doesn't win until Esav falls. V'yado ochezes ba'akev Esav. His hand is touching the sole of Esav, of his foot. The Malchus of Yaakov is only established after there is no longer a Malchus of Esav. This relationship between Yaakov and Esav is explained in numerous places in the Pasuk. Whereas the falling of Yishmael as a condition for the Hisgabrus of Yitzchak was only explained in a Remez like the Baal HaTurim. What's the reason for this difference? That by Esav, the pasuk says explicitly Yado Ochezes be'akev Esav, and there's only going to be Malchus Yaakov when he takes hold of Esav, when he's in power over Esav. So you see this relationship between Yaakov and Esav, numerous places. And whereas the falling of Yishmael as a condition for the empowerment of Yitzchak, we only find Beremes. What's the reason? For this chiluk b'pshuto, we can say that the relationship between Yaakov and Esav is like it says in the pasuk, "Ula'om mila'om ye'ematz." In other words, b'derech o ze o ze o o, either or, they can't be begadlus b'vase achas. If someone tells you that Yerushalayim and Caesarea are both built, don't believe him. It's got to be either Jerusalem or Caesari. Or the Caesar, or Rome. It's either going to be Jerusalem or Rome. That's what I mean. I don't mean in Eretz Yisrael, Caesarea. That's part of our beautiful land. So, oze, oze. If somebody tells you that they're both strong, Rome and Jerusalem, don't believe them. When there's a yachas of oze, oze, so the hitavkut, the battle, is a revealed battle. The battle is with the body. The battle is explicit in the pasuk. However, The relationship between Yitzchak and Yishmael is not a yachas of oze oze. And therefore this battle, which isn't so revealed, is interpreted only with a remez. There's a hint to it, only from the Smichos Parashias. Esav and Yitzchak and Esav, Yaakov and Esav, it's going to be either this one or that one. Whoever, one nation is going to be more powerful than the other. Zekam Zenophel, Zekam Zenophel. Gemara in Megillus, Davov. Someone tells you Yerushalayim and Rome are both built, don't believe him. It's either Yaakov or it's Esav. It's Esav or it's Yaakov. But Yitzchak and Yishmael, we don't have this yachas of oze oze. And therefore, it's not explicit in the pasuk that when Yishmael falls, Yitzchak is going to be empowered. In the cheshbon of the mishpachas of Yishmael, we have a lashon that we read out, Nitziim le'umosam. They are princes for their nations. By Esav, it doesn't say a lashon of Nitziim. It says a lashon of alufim. Alufei Esav. The difference is, this difference is spreads over all of world history and is a source for the difference in relationship between Yishmael vis-a-vis Yisrael and Esav vis-a-vis Yisrael. And the explanation is, based on what Chazal Rekoveya, that the Hagdar of an Aluf, what's an Aluf? An Aluf, Chazal say, is Sanhedrin 99a, is Malchusa below Toga, the kingdom without a crown. Esav be'emes b'zocha to Malchus, u'la'om mila'om ye'ematz. And Chazal explained, la'om is Malchus. However, his Malchus is without a crown. The crown was given to those who there is will from above that they should be kings. Kingdom without a crown is like someone who is king on his own. A Malchus of Alufim is a Malchus that is limited. Malchus Esav only continues until the Tkufa of the Alu Moshiim Behar Tzion Leshbot et Har Esav. The Toga, the Keter, is Shayach to Yaakov. Yishmael, they have Nisim. They're not even kings. They have Kavod, they have Gedula, but they don't have a Torah of Malchus. And that's the difference between Yishmael and Esav. Esav is a Yerech Mamish. Ve'etein le'esav is harsoy le'oresh esoysoy. Yerusha nasati le'esav is harsoy. He's a Yerech. Yishmael, it says, fakert. Garesh es ha'oma hazos ve'es bina. Ki lo yirash ben ha'oma hazos. Expel this maidservant and her son. He is not going to inherit. Esav is an inheritor. He's Makabel Koach HaYerusha to a certain extent from the Avos. Somebody who has a sensitive ear for the sounds of the Psukim can distinguish the difference between what's said in the Cheshbon of Yechuse Alufei Esav, Elu Alufei Edom Moshvosam Beretz Achuzasam, and what it says by the Nesi Yishmael, Elu Shmosam Bechatzreihem Ubetiroisam. So again, we have Esav as a Yoresh, which he receives to a certain extent from the Avos. And then you have Yishmael, who's Bechal not a Yoresh. He is expelled. Ki lo yirash ben hamazos. Yishmael is expelled. So we see that there's a difference between Elu alufe adem lo shvosam beretz achuzasam. That's Esav. These are the alufim. These are the generals, we'll call them. In the modern Hebrew, in the army, that's what I think a general is, an aluf. They have an aluf mishnan. I am definitely not an expert on army terms. But that's an aluf. Aluf is like a general. Somebody who's who has power. When talking about Yishmael, it says these are the names of these princes in their chatzeros, in their courtyards, in their palaces. So why do we call them chatzreihem v'tirosam b'keshel nesiyei Yishmael? What's unique about this chatzreihem v'tirosam? Ela sheheim em advarim. Esav is the Yoresh, and he has his own dwelling. He has his own land. Yishmael is not a Yorish. He has no place. They only have their courtyard, their palaces, which is, they don't have a land. They're just like renting, you know? They just have their place where they live, but it's not actually their land. Elu alufei Edom lemoshvosem be'eretz achuzasem. Edom is a Yorish. Yishmael is not. The Rambam in his Tshuvas discusses the difference between Notzrim and Yishmaelim. That Notzrim adopt Torah Shebichsav, Ma'asein kani Yishmaelim. That the Rambam per ador and simen nun v'hotzatz mekitzei nirdomim. So, based on what we said, the explanation of this difference is that Esav was never koyfer Torah Shebichsav. He says the Torah is his adorav. He says we're the true Jewish people. That's Christianity. We are now the chosen people. We are Yisrael. Because in Torah Shebichsav, Esav is a Yorish, so he thinks he's a Yorish. Only in Torah Shebaal Peh, or Memayid Esav, be Yitzchak Yikari L'chazara, Yitzchak below Kol Yitzchak, it's be Yitzchak, part of him, not all of him, Yaakov, not Esav. If so, the Kfir of Esav is in Torah Shebaal Peh, whereas Yishmael was never Tole himself in Torah Shebichsav, because the Torah is Mafkeim Lehejah, Ki lo yirash ben hama zotim benim Yitzchak. He's not inheriting anything. So therefore, he doesn't say, look at Torah Shebichsav, it proves that we're the real Israel. Because he's not a Yerush. You see, the Christians are always holding their Bibles. The Muslims are holding the Quran, not the Bible. I think they believe the Bible is a holy book, but definitely not the status of the Quran. The Christians believe that. The holiest book is the Torah, is Tanakh, together with their Baba Mises. Havdil. So this difference is reflected in Toldos Yemos Olam. Esav takes for himself the Torah, he's a Yoresh, and Yishmael is not. And therefore Esav, who is Makabel B'Yerusha, doesn't come to Taina that Eretz Yisrael is his, because he has his own Yerusha. He doesn't need Eretz Yisrael. Yishmael comes with all of his kinah, with all of his kas and Eretz Yisrael, with the taina that it's mine. Like someone who's so angry that he was written out of the Yerusha. You know, imagine a person's parents had $25 million. They have three children. It's the minhag among many, three children. $25 million. So each child is, you know, getting a nice chunk, 8+ million. And one of the kids finds out after they die that he's Mufka from the Arusha. And his brothers are going 50-50, 12-5, 12-5. What? I was written out of the Arusha. So that's Kas, that's Chema. Many a family has been brought down because of Yerushas. Unbelievable. Even people who have plenty of their own money, but so comes the Yerusha, the big money. Even if they already have big money, it makes tremendous machlekes akolpanim. Yishmael was written out of the Yerusha, so he's mad. And that's the Ritkas, that's the Ritzicha that we see in our day and age. Al Nachlas Eretz Yisrael. Kama pamim hizkarnu et yesodo shel ha-me'aral, she'i efshar la-Torah she-ba'al peh, she-tukdam la-Torah she-bichtav. Numerous times we've seen the yesod of the Me'aral, that Torah she-ba'al peh cannot precede Torah she-bichtav. And therefore, that we were commanded al Shabbos b'mara b'al peh, it must be that it's a mitzvah of nevuah, it's not a mitzvah of Torah. If it was a mitzvah of Torah, then the Torah she-ba'al peh would precede Torah she-bichtav, and that can't be. That's the Gur Aryeh, Shemos 15:30 Dibur Maslul V'Lav Hachi. So we can also say in this inyan that what was said in Torah she-bichtav is going to come before Torah she-ba'al peh, since the reason of the opposition and denial of Yishmael is Torah she-bichtav, that's the Sibat Hitznagduso V'Kfiru Aso Shel Yishmael, Torah she-bichtav, because there in Torah she-bichtav he was mismayed from being a Yoyrej, Ki Lo Yirash Ben Amazos. Therefore, his nefila precedes that of Esav. That his hafkoe is mitzad miut shebetoyra shebe'al peh. Bi Yitzchak v'lo kol Yitzchak. So first comes Yishmael, it's Torah shebichsavdik, And then Esav, Teresh Baal Peh, Dik Bi Yitzchak Velo Kol Yitzchak, and therefore, his Nefila is going to precede that of Esav, because his Nefila is in Teresh Bich Sav. And Esav's Nefila is only in Teresh Baal Peh. And therefore, the relationship between Yaakov and Esav, who are both Yorshim, is a yachas of kishezekam zenofel ule'om mele'om ye'ematz. It's either one or the other. Whereas Yishmael is mufka behedye v'tarish v'chsav. Yishmael is completely out. He's not begeder zekam zenofel. So Yishmael is out explicitly, whereas Esav is not. So since Esav is a Yoresh, we can have this relationship of up, down, oh, either us or them. Whereas Yishmael was already out first, and only now comes Esav. And then we're going to have with him the relationship that isn't explicit. Him being Mufka is not explicit in the Pasuk, Memela. It can be a relationship of Kishazek comes then Ophel, that he has his moments of power. In the union of La'om La'om Yamatz, Yishmael doesn't have his own independent power. That's only written by Remes, that when Yishmael falls at the end of days, completely, so then the Toldos of Yitzhak are going to be rise and Mashiach's going to come. So as far as being Mufka from being a Yoresh, that's explicit. And as far as his power in the world goes and his power over the Jews, so that is going to be at the end of days, it's going to be taken away, and then Mashiach is going to come. And if you want to go deeper, we can see this in Rashi. Rashi, on the pasuk of Yishku mechavila ad shur, asher apnei Mitzrayim boach asher apnei kol achav nofal. Rashi writes, Shachan, Kamo Midjan Vamalik Menekedim Noflim Beimek, Kanula Shenefilo Lanu Amar Apnei Kolachav Yishkon, Ad Shalomeis Avram Yishkon, Mishemeis Nofal. Meaning that earlier in Bereshis 16:12, it says, Al Pnei Kolachav Yishkon. That's when Avram was still alive. There it says a lashon of dwelling. And then after Avram dies, then nafal. So the deeper meaning of that is that where do we find a kiyum of this nevuah? Where do we find a difference in Yishmael and his godless after the misa of Avram? Rashi's telling us that Mishemes Avram Nafal. When Avram was alive, Yishkon. Mishemes Avram Nafal. Where do we see that change? So that's why the pasuk says that Yefila. What was the Nefila of Yishmael? That he's not a Yoresh, right? Because that's what it says in the psukim over here. That he's not a Yoresh. He's dwelling in his palaces. He's dwelling in his courtyard. He's dwelling in his. How do we translate it before? Before we said that they're villages and fortresses, right? They're chatzers and they don't really have their own land. Rashi says chatzerim is not kar. It's korachim shein lam choma. So they don't even have walls. So this is something very temporary, right? So You see here that Avraham Avinu is now Avraham Avinu is no longer alive. So when do you see the Koach of a Yoresh? After the Morish dies. So here when Avraham Avinu is no longer alive, you see the Nephilah of Yishmael. Because they don't have a Yerusha. They just have Chatzreim and Tirosim. Beforehand, you see Yishkon, their dwelling. But now you see their Nephilah, Pnei Kolach of Nophal, because they don't have their own land. And this is evident after the death of the Morish. After the death of the Morish, you see who the Yoresh is and who the Yoresh isn't. So now that's how we see the downfall of Yishmael. It's fascinating to relate that in the Sefer Zikaron, the Moran Baal HaPachad Yitzchak, on page Nunhei, he talks about that famous episode where he was taken hostage, Futner, the Rosh Hashiva Zetzal. His wife, his daughter, Rabbi Tzin David Zetzal, who was recently Nifteris, and his son-in-law, Rabbi Yenison, the Rosh Hashiva Shlita. So, in the Sefer Zikaron, he writes as follows. This is Rabbi Tzin Hutner writing. Nimshach zecher meora gam lam sukot, b'ma'amar delel sheni ushbizin de Yitzchak. אמנם גרין לאותו מאמר שמענו ממנו עוד ביותנו חטופים באווירון. יום יום היו מביאים החוטפים במשלחות של ערבים, מעבירים אותם במעבר האווירון, בכדי להציג לרעבה לפניהם את אוצרות הניצחון, החטופים. So when they were in captivity, they would bring every day, they'd bring groups of Arab dignitaries to go walk through the plain and see their victory, the treasures, what they have, the captives. הכרת פניהם ענתה בם ברוב המשלחות את בלחתם, פרא אדם. You could see on their face what the Torah says about them. פרא אדם. אמנם פעם עבר עליו אחד מראשי משלחת, ולא תואר פנים של נסיכות. והליכותיו בין מעבר מושבות האווירון הרגיש הלאה בנוכחות רבינו. התכופף בתנועת נימוס, ונעצר לכמה דקות להחליף שיחה איתו. אחריו רואה עיר רבינו, הפנים שלו הביאו פרינצלחקייט, נסיכות של ישמעאל, פנים כאלו לא תמצאו בבני עשיו, יש לו כל האופי הספציפי של פנים ישמעאליים. So one of the, most of them looked like Pirei Adam, but one of the heads of this group of dignitaries had a facial structure of princehood, princelichkeit, nesichut. He looked like a prince. And he's walking through the aisles, and he feels the presence of Rabbeinu, the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal. He bends over, you know, he bows a little bit, politely, and he talks to him for a few minutes, assuming they spoke in English. And after he passed, Rabbeinu said that his face expresses princehood. Princeliness, the Nesichus of Yishmael, you're not going to find such a face in Bnei Esav. He has this face of Yishmaelim. So, כששאלנו לפשר דבר הרע, השיב שעל ישמעאל לא נאמר אלופים. עדיין לא היו דברים מחוברים לנו כל צורכם. אמנם השיב בתנועה של עוד חזון למועד. He says that about Yishmael, it doesn't say אלופים. It says that they're Nesiim. Esav is Alufim. They're Nesiim. So we didn't understand what he meant, and he made a motion like, the time will come, and I'll explain it to you. And then that Sukkos, he explained it. Nesiim Lumosam, Esav is Alufim, and this goes throughout all the generations. Esav is an Aluf. He's a Malchus without a crown. He was Zerichat Malchus, Alom Alom Yamat, it's a limited Malchus, until V'olam Moshim Bahar Tzion is brought to Tar Esav, because the crown is Shaykh to Yaakov. And Yishmael has only Nesim, they have covered in Gedula, but they don't have Malchus. And that's instant Yishmael and Esav. Esav is a Yerish Mamish, Laresh is Yerusha, Yishmael is not. And that's the difference between Esav has a land, L'moshvos and Beretz Achuzasam. Yishmael doesn't have a land. He has his Esav has his place, Yishmael doesn't. So they are the princes, but they're not kings. Esav has the kingship, and that's the aluf, that's the machutza b'lo taga, that's the kingship without a crown. And Yishmael are just princes, there's no kingship at all. Okay, Mari Rabbeisai, Baruch Hashem, it was a happy ending. They released the hostages, and we should be zocha b'kar of mamish to like the pasuk says in at the end of Chayisara, that apnei kolechav nafal, and then Vayter Vela told us Yitzchak ben Avram, Mashiach ben David. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.